The Australian Army has been hit with yet another accusation that its soldiers committed a war crime in Afghanistan, with the ABC reporting details of a shocking incident during a joint illicit drug operation with the US in 2012. A former US Marine claims Australian Special Forces shot a bound Afghan prisoner because there was one too many prisoners to fit onto a helicopter they were boarding. ABC Investigations reporter Mark Willacy spoke to the Marine who blew the whistle. He's being called Josh.
As Josh remembers it, the commandos had taken seven Afghan prisoners, but the aircraft picking them up only had room for six.
It was pretty apparent to everybody involved in that mission that they had just killed a prisoner, that we had just watched them like catching hog ties.
He says afterwards, the Americans discussed it in detail.
This was the first time we saw something that we couldn't morally justify, because we knew somebody was already, you know, cuffed up, ready to go taken prisoner, and we just witnessed them kill a prisoner.
Well, the former Marine also said Australian soldiers were known for leaving behind fires and bodies after operations in the country. It's not clear whether the incident is among dozens under investigation since 2016 by the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force, led by the New South Wales Justice Paul Brereton. Dr. Roger Shanahan is a former Australian Army officer and a research fellow at the Lowy Institute.
I think we have to be pretty careful about ascertaining whether it is true in the first instance. We're not sure whether the person that was interviewed reported this, whether the person who was interviewed has been part of the Brereton inquiry. So while all these reports are obviously distressing, we have to actually work out the veracity of this to start with.
Admiral Chris Barry, a former Chief of the Navy, has said it's a terrible crime if it's true. That's an apt description if this is proven, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. I mean, it would be completely unacceptably a war crime if it was proven. But as we said before, we really have to do a bit more research about whether what was described actually happened.
You mentioned the Brereton inquiry, which we're told the report is said to be imminent. The ADF is declining to comment on this latest report, essentially because of the Brereton report being ongoing. But is accountability being served here, given that the Brereton inquiry has been going for some time and it's investigating matters going back to 2004?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's very frustrated about the delay in the Brereton report coming out. There's obviously issues amongst the Special Forces that needs to be brought to light as soon as is practically possible. And as you pointed out, if there is legal action to come out as a result of this inquiry report, then that's going to take years before it gets to court as well. So the length of time between an alleged action and the time it reaches court, that doesn't serve justice for anybody at the end of the day.
I read comments by one former SAS officer, Jeff Sengelman, who said that the war crime scandal is the result of a compromised chain of command. Is that a fair call in your view, do you think?
Well, certainly those are the reports that we're seeing in the military. While everybody's responsible for their individual actions, at the end of the day, there's always the notion of command responsibility, that the command environment, if these issues had not been dealt with at the earliest possible time, at the lowest possible level of command, that really has to point to the kind of command climate that existed in some of these units during the periods in question.
You have experience in the field as a military man. How can it be that somebody would think that any of the allegations we've seen, and they are multiple, and we've seen videos in some cases, how can it be that any Australian soldier would think those actions are right and justifiable?
You know, there is no way to justify that in the cold, harsh light of day. But this is one of the issues that we're going to have to get to the bottom of once the Brereton Inquiry report is made public. What does lead us down that path that soldiers and perhaps non-commissioned officers led to believe that those actions that they take are justified in their own mind? Because surely they couldn't believe that they were justified under either military or any other kind of law. So that's going to be one of the significant and foundational questions that the ADF is going to have to come to grips with, and Australia more broadly is going to have to come to grips with once the Brereton report is out and we get a bit more clarity about exactly what happened.
Might we anticipate that there's a case going to be made for disbanding those regiments that were involved, the SAS and so forth, that were involved in these cases?
No, I don't think there's going to be, from what we know or the reports. You know, we're talking about small numbers of people on particular rotations. That doesn't take into account the years of good service from the vast majority of people in those units. There's already been changes put in place, and you would expect there's going to be more changes put in place once the report is finalised.
And what's the risk to the reputation and standing and confidence in Australia's military as a result of this kind of ongoing saga unresolved, not just within Australia, but also in the eyes of our allies?
Certainly, it's going to take a reputational hit for a period of time, and it should, because these kind of actions, if they're proven, are completely unacceptable, both to the military and also to the Australian public. But I think if justice is seen to be done, that's also what people expect of their military, and I think that's what other militaries expect of the Australian military, that if there are allegations of unsavoury conduct or war crimes, then they need to be investigated, they need to be made public, and there needs to be legal redress as a result of those.
Do you think it might come down to the argument that it's a few bad apples, because that often leaves a very unsavoury taste in the public's mouth, I think, when that's the response to institutional issues?
Yeah, certainly. I think it is going to come down to the actions on the ground of a small number of individuals, but it doesn't, and neither should it, end there, because as we said before, those kind of actions don't exist in a vacuum. If they're allowed to fester or people aren't called to account at the earlier stage where people believe something's going awry, then that's down to the chain of command and the command culture that existed at the time. So it's more than just a few bad apples, but by certainly no means should the broader ADF be judged against the actions of a small number of people.
Roger Shanahan, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Linda.
Former Australian Army officer Dr. Roger Shanahan from the Lowy Institute.